Chapter 27. You have got to be kidding me!
D.I. Fintan O'Rourke looked down into the hole again, then back up at Liam Baines, Dublin Airport's head of security, who looked like he was having the very worst day of his life. They were standing on the edge of holding area Bravo, a now empty airplane behind them, its 114 passengers and crew currently in an area inside the airport, giving what would no doubt be utterly useless statements to a hastily assembled team of officers. It had taken the bomb squad 19 minutes to arrive, and another 40 to determine that, while the bomb jacket on Ben Williams did contain live C4, most of the wiring was a complex series of red herrings. Getting additional officers to the scene had been complicated by the surrounding gridlock. The two robbers who had departed on motorbikes had dropped a series of spikes on the roads in and out of the airport, causing a series of crashes and pile-ups. In the middle of one of these had been a Garda emergency response unit. The Garda helicopter, meanwhile, being unable to fly directly into Dublin Airport's airspace, was currently in the process of looking for a white Hi-Ace van in Dublin, a task that was not so much like trying to find a needle in a haystack, as trying to find a piece of straw in a haystack. The hole was about 8 feet by 3 feet by 4 feet deep. Just enough of a shallow grave for Bane's career. O'Rourke shook his head again.
What the hell is it doing here?
Well, said Dublin Airport's soon-to-be ex-head of security, we believe there was originally a hole here for drainage. But it wasn't this big. They must have widened it.
How? When?
Baines shrugged.
I don't know. Nobody looks at this area much. They might have been sneaking in and doing it over the space of months.
And nobody saw anything?
It would have been at night.
Right, because presumably if it had been during the day, one of your eagle-eyed staff would definitely have spotted it.
Baines shrugged again. He had the demeanour of a man looking for machine gun fire to walk into.
Do I want to ask how they got into the hole this evening, with your staff and half the Garda ERU supposedly watching on?
The only way I can think of is that they must have got in last night and stayed there.
O'Rourke shook his head again.
What? 17 hours at least? Spent sitting quietly in a hole? Waiting for the moment to strike? Who the hell had that level of patience?
He didn't need an answer. He already knew.
Sir!
He turned to see Detective Pamela Cassidy rushing towards him holding out a phone.
Sir, you've got a call.
No kidding, Cassidy. We just lost 16 million quid's worth of diamonds. I've had a lot of calls.
He'd told the commissioner he'd update him in an hour. Everyone else he was ignoring.
Yes, sir. But you're going to want to take this one.